cough, shall you be on our feet, please? See? For me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy womb, the sigh which flow, be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my sin no longer know? This for sake could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hands no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling, while I draw this fleeting breath. When my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to words unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, clear for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
To all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight.
Amen.
No matter how many we are, what is the most important is the presence of the Lord among us.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles straight away to the book of 2 Kings. We want to look at the Gehazi Commission. It's a very important principle of the scripture. That all of us have been called for something. As we're going out to reach this week on Friday, we want to look at the word and pray for it, that the Lord should give us what he needs to save the lost soul. Because it's God's business, it's not our business. And he has to provide everything that he needed. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, if you're ready there. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. Then after we will all enter to a time of prayer. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. Then he said to Gehazi, guide up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. Let all enter a time of prayer. Seigneur Dieu, Créateur du ciel et de la terre, nous te sommes infiniment reconnaissants en ce moment. Nous te disons merci de ton amour, de ta grâce. Dieu tout puissant, grâce.
transformer la vie de tes enfants, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Tu es bien aimé, Père éternel, créateur du ciel et de la terre, fais de sorte qu'une réalité divine puisse être parmi nous. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, Dieu bien aimé, Père, bénis le frère Marcel et que voyager, que toi tu puisses être avec lui, que toi tu puisses être avec sa maison. Merci pour toutes choses, par la gloire de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, que ton voici et toi à ton Seigneur.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for thy presence among us, Father. You've been with us in the song of worship, Father. And in our prayer, our heart can witness your presence among us, Father. Father, you don't need to look at the number, but to look at the genuine heart, Father. Our heart is completely surrendered to thee, looking from above, that welcome our strength, Father. That's why we ask you that you should fill us with thy power, Father. Let your anointing be upon thy people, Father. That everything that will be said, everything that will be spoken be for your glory, Father. How we look up to thee this moment, Father, as we have opened the word of life, Father. We want you to speak to us, Father. Anything that is to do with man, Father, we ask you to put it aside, that you use, oh Father, my lips to speak to thy people, Father. That your word, when it come with a healing virtue, Father. It will heal our soul and it will heal our mortal body, Father. Help us to be what you want us to be, Father. As we look now, we want to remember all our brothers and sisters who are not able to make it tonight. You know the reason, Father. We don't know what's happening in their life, Father, but you know them all, Father. We commend them at thy hand that you shall be with them, Father. Those who are at work, bless them, Father. Those who are in different activities, Father, we want you to take control of their life, Father. We ask you that you should bless the pastor as he's taking the service tonight at Brother Tony's place, Father, that you be with him, Father. Give him, Father, your Holy Spirit, that your Holy Spirit shall lead him and shall lead the congregation, Father. We thank you so much for the song that was sung here this evening, Father. We know that you are not depending on the instrument, Father. The hand was made to worship thee, Father. And we thank you because we have clapped our hand for your glory's sake, Father. Father God, we trust and we believe that you will be with us from the beginning until the end of it, Father. Brother Maxwell, we want to commit him at thy hand, Father. And he went back to Manchester, Father, that you shall be with him and return it to him. Brother George and his wife, Father, that you be with him in their holiday, Father. And bring them safe back and the glory, honor will be given unto thee, Father. If there is any unspoken and request among thy people tonight, Father, search our heart, Father, and answer according to thy word, Father. We thank you also for the safe delivery of our sister, Sister Rose, Father, and we look toward of the remaining of our sisters who are breaking it, Father, that you will get them the safe delivery again, Father. Protect us all, and we commit all at thy hands. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. You maybe have a seat. Then it's a very good scripture to look tonight. We read from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. If let's study the scripture together, then you see exactly what the scripture means here. This was Gehazi. It was the servant of Elijah. And there was a need somewhere. There's a certain woman that his son was dying. And we know that the deep called to the deep. And somewhere God has provided his prophet in the land. And the woman knew from the beginning of the chapter, if you read yourself, you will find that there was a need. And she said to the husband, he said, my son is dying now. But there is a prophet in the land. There is someone where we can call, he can pray, and the life will be saved. Now, we know that our purpose here on earth, God call us. The prophet say, we will see it later, that we shall be co-worker with him. That we shall bring salvation to the life of the soul that is dying. But here the scripture says, then he said to Gehazi, guide up thy loin, and take my stuff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my stuff upon the face of the child. Now there's two things that you can put in mind there. The first thing is that there was a need. There was a soul that was dying. That they need deliverance. It needs salvation. We know that death, it's separation. There was a soul that was separating from his parent. And how sad it is to find someone separating himself from his beloved one. And we know that separation means death. It is separating from his death means separation. That is separating from his beloved one. It wasn't a good moment. It was a very sad moment. Now the second thing is now when the report come to Elisha. Elisha said to his servant Gehazi, he said, "Now took my stuff." Now we know that the virtue and the power of the healing and the power of saving the life, it wasn't in Gehazi's life. No, he has something. It was on the Elijah stuff that those stuff has the power to save the life. Those stuff has the power of the healing to heal the sick. It is something that he gave to him. And the second thing he told him, he said, when you going, if someone salute you, do not salute him back. And do not salute anybody. And what does it mean? It means something. Because he provide everything. When God commissioned a man, the prophet says, God provide everything that the man needed to do the job. Now, when Elisha commissioned Gehazi, he provided everything that he needed to do the job. And you will find that this stuff, it didn't originate from Elisha. It originated from Elijah. And you find as we go, because the Bible shows us and the message teaches us that it was the two types, Elisha and Elijah. It was the two types. One was the type of the church and the other was the type of Christ. Now, he has to do something here. Elisha's servant has to do something. He has to go and to minister to the need that was there. But he could not be sent empty vessel. He has something that the one who was sending him, he gave him something to do and do the job. He said, there's a need there. But in you own, you have no power to heal someone. You need my stuff, and my stuff has enough virtue and enough healing virtue to save the person. And my stuff has enough virtue to bring someone to life back. Now, there was something very important there. And he said to him, if someone salutes you, do not salute him back. If you see someone on the road, do not salute the person. What instruction was it? It was something very important because he knew that before you could go to fulfill your commission, if you are not careful, you can be distracted. And he didn't want him to be distracted. That's why he said, salute not back. The reason he said, salute not back, it means that do not be distracted before you reach the goal. Now, there is something that needs to be achieved. But before you could be achieve what I have ordained you to do, I know there's a lot of things on the road to distract you. But I'm giving you the instructions. Do not be distracted. That's why he said unto him, if someone salutes you, do not salute him back. Now we see that in showing that in our journey, in our commission, when God calls us to be co-worker with him for the salvation, there will be a lot of things to distract us. But he give the instruction that as you going here, the enemy will not leave you like this. The enemy will try to sidetrack you. He will bring a lot of things into your life that you should not fulfill what God called you for. That's why he instructed him ahead that if someone salutes you, do not salute back. And you do not salute anybody. You go straight and get to the destination. Once the job is done now, you can come back and salute everybody. Now the mission must be fulfilled first. And we remember with Eliezer, when he went to seek Rebecca, he could not eat anything before the job was done first. When he went and meet with Rebecca Parrott, and they want to offer him food, he said, no, I can't eat anything. The job must be done first. Once the job is done, then I can eat and drink. But as long as the job is not yet done, I'm not drinking, I'm not eating. Now that is a very good principle to learn. All of us as a Christian, when God call us with a purpose. Anybody, a sister or a brother, anybody, when God call us with a purpose. God didn't call us, at Barate say, just to warm the chair. No. He called us with a purpose. When God make you a Christian, he didn't make you a Christian just to be happy, to have the knowledge of the Bible. No. God make you a Christian because God has something that wants you to fulfill. In your calling, God has predestinated something that you must fulfill. That's why Gehazi, Now, Elisha commissioning him, he knows that there's a need that needs to be fulfilled. There's a soul that is dying. There is someone that needs deliverance. There is someone that needs life. But now I'm instructing you, as you are going there to fulfill the mission, the commission that I gave it to you, things will not be easy. You will meet opposition. You will meet a lot of things on the road. But do not put your eyes out of the objective. Put your eyes on the objective. Once you go and fulfill the work, you can talk with anybody. Because doing the business of God, we must learn one thing, that before the business is not yet done, we can't be distracted. Amen. You will see as we go to the Bible, we see many examples in the Bible when God anoints someone. God doesn't anoint anybody just for sake of anointing. God doesn't give someone the Holy Spirit just to give the Holy Spirit. Listen, one very good quote of the prophet. The prophet here, he says, in the spoken word, it was preached in 1959. What was the Holy Ghost given for? Now, it's paragraph 59. The prophet tells us that now, that's the purpose of the Holy Ghost. It is the Father again. God, the Father, dwelling in you, working out his plan to finish his plan of redemption. Now, that was the purpose of the Holy Ghost. Now, working through you, making you a co-worker with him, giving you a place, giving you a path for your fallen, lost brother and sister, giving you his spirit and his love to go and hurt the lost. And he did as he did in the Garden of Eden. Now, the purpose now that Elijah give Gehazi his stuff, which is the type of the Holy Spirit, is that to save the life, the soul that was dying. Now, the prophet show us here, the purpose God give us the Holy Spirit, you and I, is that we should hurt for the lost. That we should save people that are dying. That somehow in our life, we shall be able to reflect the life of Christ. That someone will be able to save. That someone that is dying could see Christ inside of your life and can be saved. Because we know there's many souls that are dying outside today. Now we see, if you open your Bible to the book of Judge, let's go to the book of Judge. You will see that God, when he ordains now, when God commissions a man, anybody that is commissioned by God, it's commissioned with a purpose. And we know with Samson now, Judge chapter 13. And we read from verse 7. Let's start from verse 6 and show how each time when God fills someone with his Holy Spirit, it's to do the work of the redemption, is to save someone. Now in Judges chapter 13 from verse 6, then the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God. Very terrible. But I asked him, not hence he was neither told him his name. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And now drink no wine, no strong drink, neither eat any unclean things. For the child shall be Nazarene to God from the womb and to the day of his death. Now we see why God now has to give Manoah a child. Why he has to give her Samson? Why it has to be done? Why? What was the purpose of the birth of Samson? The purpose of the birth of Samson, if you read from the beginning of chapter 13, from verse 1, you will see that the Hebrew children were in the hand of the Philistine. They need a deliverance. They were separated from God. There was no communion between them and God. And they were in bondage. Now they need a deliverance. They need a redemption. They need to come out of the condition that they put themselves in. Because God never put them in that condition. God never put someone in the condition of sin. God never put someone in the condition of death. But we put ourselves in that condition. Now God always provides a way for us to come back to him. That's why we see that Samson was born. And the prophet told us, Samson is the very type of the church. The reason the church was born is to do the work of redemption with God. To do the work of redemption with God, to save the sin, to save the sinners, to save the souls that are dying. That you and I, being the church as an individual, we can understand now that the purpose of us being Christian is not just to rejoice the Bible. It is a part of it. But the purpose of it, that we shall be able to do the work of redemption with God. That we shall be able to save the lost. That the objective of our election, God's choosing you and I, that there is a job that needs to be done. It's only you or me that can fulfill it, not someone else. And we see that this job here, this particular job here, it needs Samson alone to fulfill it. Nobody else could take his place. And I can't take your place, you can't take my place. Everybody has his place in the things of God. No matter how many we are, we can be million. Everybody, God call us for a purpose. Now, you have a purpose that God called you for. Now, you see, there was a thousand and a million of Israelites. But God called Samson with a genuine purpose. That he must go and deliver these people that was in the hand of the Philistine. What will happen? You will see that if Samson is not yielded in the hand of God, the work of God is paralyzed. Because God make him co-worker. That the way God created you and I. If we can't do the job, the work of God is paralyzed. There's nobody that will do it. Us must do the job. If we can't do it, then the angel will not do it. It's us that must do it. Because God make a man as a co-worker for the king of redemption. That God, when he came, he took the form of man to do the work of redemption. Which it means that the man will be a co-worker with God. Now we see that there was a need here in Israel. But now the man that was ordained to do the job, he started doing the job. We know the story of Samson. And each time when he was according to the way of God, walking according to the way of the scripture, walking according to the saying of her mother, how God showed him. And when he kept all the seven locks together, He never went to trouble. But by the time he was sidetracked, by the time now, he started saluting people that he's supposed not to salute. He started doing things that he's supposed not to do. He was distracted now. He could not be able anymore to fulfill his commission. That's why Elisha tells to Gehazi, when you're going there to do the job, I have sent you to do it. If anybody salutes you, do not salute him back. Why? Because you will be distracted. You will stop short there. Start talking, doing other business, and let the work of God undone. That's what was with Samson. If Samson could learn the lesson, that I was called with a purpose, let nothing should distract me. Let me go first and fulfill what God called me for. If I fulfill my job, if my brethren are all delivered from the hand of the Philistine now, I can rejoice. I can do anything else. But he went now, start rejoicing before he could finish the work that God sent him for. Now, the devil is the master of the distraction. He wants to distract you for you fulfilling what God called you for. He wants to distract me with something else that is not important. But we see that why Elisha, he says, if someone salutes you, do not salute him back. Listen to what the prophet says. It's a very good quote. He says here in the spoken word, I am the resurrection. He said, that is what the matter today. When we got a message, we stop for a social affair. Now, when we got a message, God give us something. The trouble today, that why we can't achieve what God call us for. Why you can't achieve what God call you for. It must be a reason. And the prophet tell us the matter today, we got a message. We stop for a social affair, for dinner and the parties, everything like that. We stop for something else. What does it mean? We are distracted by something else. When God call us to save the lost, when God call us to deliver the people in the hand of the Philistine, we are distracted for something else. We go off the way of education, which is not a bad thing. But the devil makes these things to distract us. That we have no time anymore to spend with God. We are not have no time anymore to spend in our commission. We start fulfilling our own things inside of fulfilling what God sent us here on earth. Now, God sent us here on earth that we shall save souls. That's why the prophet said the purpose of the Holy Ghost in someone of life is to hurt for the lost soul. That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost in you and the purpose of the Holy Ghost in me. And when we stop doing these things, we must know that we are sidetracked somewhere. That we are distracted somewhere. We must know that there is something wrong. When we stop testifying the people, when we stop telling the people about Jesus, we must check, we must know that there is something wrong. Because once someone receives the Lord Jesus Christ, he can't keep it in himself. He must tell someone else. If you go even the time of Jesus, when Peter and Philip, they meet with the Lord Jesus Christ, once they meet with him, something was burning inside of their heart. They wanted to find anybody, any relative, any person they knew to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And once they go, they found Nathanael. They went to tell him. They say, there's a man there. He must be the Messiah. And Nathanael says, do you think anything good can come out of Nazareth? He said, no. We don't want to argue with you. But come and see yourself. If you do not believe it, come and see yourself. And when he came now, he saw that these things was genuine. Now that's what we have to tell the people. That we don't want to argue about Christianity. There's a lot of fake things that was made in this country that we are living. Lot of wrong things, damage that was made by Catholic Church. But what we need to tell the people, let's forget about the Catholic things. The things they did in the past. But come and see yourself. Christ is still a living God. He's still delivering people. He's still giving people life. It's not that form of religion that the people presented at you. Now you see that we, all of us, have a part to play in the work of redemption. A sister or a brother, we can't all be ministers. As the scripture says, let not be too much teacher among you. But we all can witness the gospel. We all can do something for the kingdom of God. Someone can pray as we going on Friday. Someone even can make a prayer for it. And something will happen there. While we are on the street today, we need someone to pray at the back to make the things of God work. That the purpose of us coming here is that we shall pray that when we go out there, we meet with the right soul. That soul that is seeking for deliverance. That when we go with the stuff of Elisha, when we go with the Holy Spirit in our hand, we go and speak the word, and that word will bring something inside of the life of the soul that is dying. That's the purpose of us, that God calls us, is that for that job. But we see there's many things that can sidetrack us. And we saw with Samson. If you open your Bible now, in the book of Judges, chapter 16, you see something funny here, that this man, as we saw in Judges chapter 13, that God called him. He was born with a purpose that he could deliver his people from the hand of the Philistine. But what happened now? Something took place inside of his life. What happened? He gave his heart to a certain lady. He was distracted there now. He can't fulfill the job anymore. And he found himself bound in the hand of the devil. The very enemy that he's supposed to destroy, they are destroying him. You see how important that Elijah said to Gehazi. He said, if someone salutes you, do not salute him back. Do not accept anybody to distract you while you are going on your road to fulfill your commission. Once the commission is fulfilled now, in your way back, you can salute everybody. Because you've done already what God tells you to do. But in this earth, that as the prophet says, that we stop somewhere for parties. We stop for something else. Something starts taking place inside of our life. Now he says, but Judges chapter 16, 21. But the Philistine took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with a fetter of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Imagine,
That someone who just saw it now, in chapter 13, that he was born to deliver his people from the hand of the devil, from the hand of the enemy, from the Philistine arm. It's always the enemy of the Jew. That God sent him to deliver his brethren from there. A vessel of honor in the hand of God. But you see, once you are distracted, you can't fulfill the commission anymore. That our eyes must be on the prize all the time. Our eyes must all the time be on the goal. Because God sent him to do it. But now the man is binding himself. They took his eyes. He can't see the scripture anymore. Even when the scripture is clear, he will not be able to see them anymore. What happened? The fashion of this world has taken him hold already. Inside of him, be able to overcome the fashion of this world. But the fashion has overcome him. Where is the strength now anymore? You are a Christian. You call to live a Christian life. Not to be taken by Hollywood style, all these things. But inside of fulfilling our mission now, inside of doing what God calls us to do now, we start copying the people of the world. We start copying the pop star. We start now behaving and dressing, acting like them, doing things like them. We forget that we are Christian. There's a spiritual amnesia, something that took place inside of us. Like Nebuchadnezzar, we forget who we are. We got the beast heart inside of us. That we start doing things that a Christian is supposed not to do. That the things that we supposed to stand against it, we start now putting the bar down now. We wonder where the power to witness, where the power to tell someone about Christianity, where you can't live the same life. How can you tell someone to live something that you are not able to do it? You have to live first. You must be a writing epistle first before you could be a genuine witness. The word must be a reality inside of you. Now that's what God calls us for, that we shall be able to tell the people that with the power of the Holy Spirit, because Gehazi himself, he didn't have any power to change the condition of the soul that was dying. But he was given something, and that thing, it was Elijah's stuff. And we know that Elisha, he got it from Elijah. When Elijah was going, and he says, I can't leave you. And he said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I want you to give me your mantle. It's not that there's a power there that can change things. And he said, follow me. When you see me going up now, then I will drop down unto you. Then you can go with it. And he knew that these things, the very things that was given unto me, has the same power as it was in the larger hand. It will do the same job. That's why he took the same mantle now and give Gehazi. He said, go lay on the child. He will get healed. And the prophet tells us that the same type as the Lord Jesus Christ was going up, he told his disciple that he remain in Jerusalem until when I send you a power from above. When the power come upon you, you will be able to do the work of redemption. Amen. You will be able to do the work of redemption. But you must watch how poor that is, the principle of Elisha to Gehazi. He said, if someone salutes you, do not salute him back. Why? What God tells Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, he said, do not turn to the left or to the right. Stay in the road. Amen. Until when you bring these people to the promised land. That do not be distracted, because there will be a lot of things that can distract you for you fulfilling your commission. It's not easy. The devil is alive. He know that this person was born here with a second birth, with a spiritual birth, the birth of the Holy Spirit. He was born, or she was born, to save the souls. But he will not let you be quiet. No, he will bring a lot of things, lot of occupation. He will not give you even time to come to the house of the Lord. Why? Because he knows that if you are in your position, you will cause a lot of damage in his kingdom. You know that if anybody that is in the hand of God, anybody that is in the post of duty, will cause a lot of damage in the kingdom of the devil. That's why the devil will do all the best that he can distract. If you look at David, let's go to David. Let's go to Samuel. Look at David. David was anointed. Let's go to Samuel. First Samuel. Let's go to First Samuel. Chapter 17. Now, the previous chapter, chapter 16, David was anointed by Samuel. To do what? To deliver his people from the hand of the Philistine. that God anointed David because there's a job that needed to be done. There's an enemy that is raising there. That there's an enemy now that is capturing the Hebrew people. He said, there's something wrong now. I need someone. Saul can't do the job anymore. He went the way of popularity. Now he's looking too much popularity now. Something must be done. Someone must do the job. There's a need here. And you and I, when we are born spiritually, there's a need for I that we need to fulfill that. That we have a need that we must fulfill. That's the purpose of God calling us. The purpose of God giving us the Holy Spirit, because there's a need that we must fulfill outside there. Now remember that the purpose that God called us for, that we shall be a co-worker with him. We shall point a soul to Christ. We shall be able to win soul. We shall be able to hurt and to tell the people about Christ. That there's a hope for you to live. There's many souls that are dying. But it needs someone. It needs a Gehazi with a larger stuff inside of the hand. And come to save the life. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 17. From verse 26. There is always a reward when someone fulfills the work of God. There's a reward when you fulfill your commission. There's a reward. Because it's been told to the prophet that the great portion of heaven is waiting for you. And you and I, as we saw last Wednesday, there's a crown for you and there's a crown for me. Because Paul said, after finishing everything, at the end, they say, I'm ready to be departure now. There's a crown waiting for me and also for everybody that followed. Now, David says now, in verse 26 of the 70th chapter of 1 Samuel, and David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed the Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is an uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the army of the living God? David knew that it must be a reward, man, for someone that will kill this Philistine. This one that is challenging the army of the living God. The one that is making our people captive. The one that is making our people fear. If someone kill him, there must be a reward. David knew that there is a reward for things that are done for God. That you and I, everything that we do for God. Even Jesus say himself, even a little cup of the water that is done for my name's sake, there is a reward for it. There's a reward for everything that we do for Christ. Now you see that there was a need now. Now verse 27. And the people answer him after his manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killed him. So shall it be done to the man that killed him. And Eliab, his elder brother, heard when he spoke unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the nothingness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? Now, there's many things that could distract David now. He's his own brother now. David in the line of duty. And knowing that there's something very important there. Now, the opposition come now within the Hebrew children. It didn't come outside now. He meets the opposition and say, look, his brother now, his elder brother, started discouraging him. He said, I know thy pride. You come here to show off. But David said, there's a cause here. The cause is more important than you and I to fight. No, the battle here is to fight Goliath. It's not just between you and I. There's a cause very important here. Let's put these things aside. There was something now to distract David. But he could not be distracted because he knew that he was commissioned for something. And that things must be fulfilled first. You see why Elisha told Gehazi, if someone salute you, do not salute him back. What does it mean? Do not be distracted. And he, David now, someone wanted to distract him. Someone wanted to discourage him. Even you go outside there, it's difficult. These Irish people, they've been having a hard time with the Catholic. There's nobody that will believe there. He said, my brother, it's not a time to fight. It's time to hurt for the lost soul. It's time to make our brother free from the hand of the enemy. That is very important than you and I being fighting. You see that each time when you make your mind to do something for the Lord, the devil will come always try to sidetrack you. The devil will come. It can come direct inside of your house. Maybe misunderstood with your wife. Maybe misunderstood with the husband. And you find that, but I'm doing well spiritually now. But you must be enough in spirit for you not to pay heed to the things of the devil. But David was so much in the spirit that he could not fight back to his brother. He said there's no need to fight. Now the need is now that we should finish with this Philistine. Then we can discuss our things later. Let God do the work of God first. The purpose of the anointing of God upon me is to make my brethren free from the hand of the Philistine. If we could understand that the purpose of God giving you the Holy Spirit, God anointing you and I, we will not discuss among us. No, we will not have a fight. Even when someone comes, you will see that, no, this Barapheles is my brother. Don't think he can do this. This is the devil behind him. You see what David did? He said, no, this is the devil behind these things. He wants me to be distracted, not to fulfill the commission that God called me for. I will not pay heed to my brother. I will go and do the work of God. You must be spiritual enough, because David was in the spirit. I think before he could left his fathership, he was praying before he could come to the camp of Israel. I think he was praying. He was deeper in prayer. He says, no, I'm going there. I'm hearing rumors. I'm going to give my brother food. But surely, the Lord has shown me a lot of things. I killed a bear before. I killed a lion before. The Lord has anointed me. And he has given me everything that I need to do this job. Because the prophet said, God can't call you without equipping you with everything that you need to do the job. He said, when Moses was crying before the Red Sea, he said, God didn't say to Moses, I will do this for you. He said, Moses, why thou cry? Speak and go forth. Because everything was provided for Moses to do the job. And you and I, for us to hurt for the soul there, God has provided everything that we need. What we need is just to be in the spirit. Just to be in prayer. Once we are in prayer, if there's any elect outside there, God will do his way that would meet the person and the person will be one of us. And the person will be one of us. If there's a genuine soul there, there's a deep calling to the deep. And we believe that there's many souls outside there. There's many souls that are looking to meet with God. There's many souls that are looking to meet with the word of God. And God can only meet with other souls using a mortal body like you and I. A mortal creation like you and I, God will use that he can save the people out from the world today. But we must learn a principle here. These things was burning in my heart since last Sunday. He said, how can Elisha say to Gehazi, if someone salutes you, do not salute you. And I understand by studying the scripture. Say, it means that do not be distracted. Go fulfill your commission first. Then you can do another things. And the prophet says, the trouble today is that, he said, the trouble today, he said, you take my staff and meet with him. That is what the trouble. When we get a commission today, we got to stop and do other things. You see? When God commissioned us, we stop and start doing other things. That's why we see trouble in the life of Samson. Because he stopped and started doing other things. God didn't call you for those things. God called you to deliver his people. You should not be captured there. But the amazing things that the one that was called to make the people free was now captured by the same enemy. It's not sad that we find ourselves many times captured by the enemy, but we are not called for the enemy to capture us. We are called to make our sister and the brethren free from the hand of the devil. Now we are called because the prophet says the Christian doesn't realize what a greater power that was given unto them. He said the prophet, he says now, He gave us a strong weapon that there is in all the world. And that is prayer. Prayer is what changes things. The Christian does not realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knee before Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we have to realize that there's enough power in our prayer. When we kneel down before the mighty God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing that he can stand. Because he said to Joshua, be of good courage. Nothing will stand before thee. What does it mean? The opposition will be there. You just have courage, but nothing will stand before thee. Because the battle is the battle of the Lord. It's not our battle, it's the battle of the Lord. Is that the enemy of the Lord? That is also our enemy. That is making the people capture. But what we need to kneel down before God. That give us the stuff that we need to go and make our brethren and sisters free. They are so long in the hand of the devil. They are so long there. We don't want them to stay in that condition. We want them to be free. We want them to be delivered from the condition that they are. Because they are dying there. Many souls are dying. If you look even among us, empty chair, why? Souls are dying. People become Sunday Christian. There is something wrong. God didn't call us for that. When you see that, you must know that there is something happening. There is a Philistine capturing our people. But you and I, who are still strong spiritually speaking, we need to do something. And we need to put down our knees to go down there and pray that the Lord should give us what he needs, the power of the Holy Spirit, that we shall go with it and make our brethren and sisters free. And especially people who never knew Jesus before. As we're going outreach this Sunday, Friday, at 6 o'clock, anybody who is free, he can come along with us. Anybody who can make a prayer, whatever they can make, the sisters who can't come, they can make a prayer. Anybody who has a leaflet can take the leaflet or stick somewhere in any shop or give it someone. You never know what will happen from there. Because the purpose of the Holy Spirit, that we should not relax because the job is not yet done. The job is not yet done. We can only relax when the job is done. If the job is not yet done, we can't go parties and drinking while there is a soul that are dying there. Because Eliezer, when he was commissioned by Abraham, he went there and met with Rebecca Parrott. He said, I will not drink anything. The business first, then I can drink later. The business first, then the things can be finished later. Because once the business of God is done, then anything else God will take care of it. And we must work with that principle. But we see that there is so much thing that can distract, especially in this age that we are living in. There's so many things that can distract us. If you go outside there's so many things. Go to the shops, wherever you go, many things that can distract you. There's many things that can distract you, but you must put your knee down and pray God to break through, that when you go there, you do the work that God sent you. Even a child at school, in this measure that you can manifest the word of God, the people can see, why are you so different? There's something inside of you. If you break through that sound barrier, if you have the Spirit of God inside of you, even through your life, you can call someone to Christ. You can attract many people to Christ. Everybody of us, God called us with a purpose. God didn't give us these things just to have the knowledge of it. Just to be happy, I know a lot of quotes. I know many verses in the Bible, many books in the Bible. That is okay to know it as a Christian. But the purpose of your calling and my calling, that we shall be a co-worker with Christ. That's why God calls us that. That we must pray that things should be alive each time inside of our life. Every day, that we should not lose that desire of hurting for souls. That desire should be alive every day of our life. That any occasion that is before us, we shall be able to speak with someone about Christ. We shall be able to witness. We shall be able to tell someone what God is doing in this end time. that God has sent a message, has the power of deliverance that can change the life of the people. As we're going to stand now, let's enter to a time of prayer now. Let's consecrate ourselves and consecrate, put the church in the hand of God, that we shall be able to do the purpose why God called us here. Why God called us here in Dublin, different nationality, different race of the people. No, it's not just to make a community. No, it's that we shall fulfill the commission that God has entrusted to us in this country that you are living in. And you have a part to play, I have a part to play. No matter how can it seem little to you, but it's a great thing before God. We have to do something. Because what we must learn, that we should not be distracted. As Brother Mike is coming, that we should not be distracted. We should not put our eyes left and the right. We put our eyes on the objective. The objective is that we shall save souls. That God shall give us the power that need, and he has already made all the resources that we need, that we shall be able and go out there and save souls. It's something that it has to be done in a regular basis in the life of a Christian. That's why we are for. But there's many things that can distract. The financial problem, as we saw last time, the pastor was preaching, when they were rebuilding now the wall of Jerusalem, they have to fight one brick with the brick in the other hand and the sword in the other hand. Which it means it's not that easy. That's why Elisha told Gehazi, if someone salutes you, do not salute him back. What does it? Do not be distracted. Go and fulfill the commission. Let's sing the song, then we'll enter into a time of prayer.
Draw me nearer, brother. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Nearer, bless the Lord, to the cross where thou art. Thy precious bleeding side. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to in the arm of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Oh, draw me nearer, oh, nearer, bless the Lord, to the cross where consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my world be lost. Indeed, oh, draw me nearer, 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 bless the Lord, to the cross where thou art down. Draw me nearer, 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 bless the Lord, precious bleeding sun.
blessing that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune, friend, be friend. Oh, draw me near.
To a time of prayer. Qui est notre Père, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, encore une fois de plus,
que nous puissions être capables de pouvoir aimer même ceux qui ne nous aiment pas, faire le bien à ceux qui nous font du mal. Seigneur, nous déplorons ta sainte grâce encore une fois de plus. Remplis-nous de ton esprit, remplis-nous de ta sainte force. Dans le nom puissant de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, nous te fiers.
Let's sing this, the chorus if anybody has any prayer request that we can put before the Lord. If anybody has any prayer request.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When I love lifted me, ooh, love lifted me,
my Lord,
ooh, love lifted me, when nothing else could help,
Daddy.
take me. Alleluia.
I'm lifting me. When I think of
before Brother Mike could close with a word of prayer, just remember, as I say, on Friday we're going out to reach at 6 o'clock. That this time the Lord should do something special. We always speak with the people, we meet the young people, we speak with them. But maybe the Lord know the right time that he can bring them to his house or to save their life. But the motive behind what we are doing is that the kingdom of God should be established in the heart of the people. Because we believe that the time are drawing new, and we know that the things are not anymore the same. This word is speaking itself, that if you read the newspaper, all around the things are taking another corner. You go, you see laws that are passing, you can see that the day of Sodom is back again. But there could be one soul there that is taking time for us to go home. Let your heart for that soul, that the Lord should bring him in his heart, that we shall be able to go. That if anybody has any prayer, anything, any hidden request, you can lift up your hand to the Lord as we ask Brother Mike to close with a word of prayer.
Amen. Shall we pray? Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight, Father, your people, we have come before you once again.
Oh, yes.
We've had such a wonderful time with you, Lord God.
Amen.
Tonight, Father, our souls have been fed.
Yes.
Tonight, Lord, we have dined at thy table.
Yes.
How happy we are to thy word that has come to us, Father.
Mm.
We thank you, Father, for the anointing, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the worship.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for the songs of God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for thy word that just came out unto us, Father.
Mm.
Bringing us into remembrance, Lord, yes, how, Father, Lord God, you have called us with a purpose.
Yes.
Not to just sit down and warm the chairs and the seats, Father, Lord God,
yes,
but, Lord, to be a tool in thy hands, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
The Lord, we pray tonight, Father, because the commission said that we should go into the world and preach thy word.
Mm.
Tonight we pray for faith, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that, Lord God, you shall take away every fear from our hearts, Father.
Amen.
We pray that, Lord God, you shall take away every wrong anointing from us, Lord.
Yes,
Lord God, you shall commission us, oh Father, even Lord God, as you told your people in the days of old,
yes,
that they should gather into the upper room and wait for a strong commission from the Lord.
Yes,
that,
Lord.
Lord, when it comes out, they shall go out and preach thy word.
Mm.
And Lord God, true to thy word, Lord God, they waited for you, Father.
Yes,
day in, day out, they were praying, meeting every day, worshiping and praising the Lord until power came from on high.
Mm.
And Lord God, you commissioned them and they went out and they preached thy word.
Mm.
And the gospel just came to us, Father.
Please,
tonight, Lord God, you want to be a powerful tool in thy hands.
Yes,
you
Lord.
We want the same commission to come upon us, Lord.
Mm.
That same faith, Lord. That same anointing, Lord. And Lord, we should go out and open our mouth and say something about you, Lord, to bring the lost souls back home, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Take away every fear from our hearts,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Take away every desire, oh God, that, Lord, will not let us go out, Father.
Yes.
Fill us, Lord, with power. Fill us, Lord, with the taste, Lord.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Go out, Lord God, and to do our Father's work, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, Lord God, and when we go out, Lord God, we shall be fruitful, even, Lord God, unto you, Father.
Mm.
And Lord God, we pray tonight also, Father, Lord God, committing all the bread into your hands, those who were not here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Remembering, oh Father, that wherever they are, Father, Lord God, your grace shall be with them.
Please,
those
Lord.
Who are slothful and they are lazy, Father, Lord, we pray that, Lord God, you shall quicken them up, Father.
Please.
And direct their footsteps here when we gather again, once again, Father. We commit, Lord God, the meetings on Friday into your hands, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
As our brothers go out, even, Lord God, to do thy will, Father. We pray that, Lord, you shall step ahead of them.
Please, Lord.
And every hindrance that the devil shall try to place in their way, may you remove them all.
Please,
let
Lord.
The anointing of the living God come down upon them, Father. Even let the angel of the living God go before them, O God. And as they open your mouth to speak, Lord, let them not speak, but let the Holy Ghost speak out of
yes,
their mouth,
Lord.
Father. And Lord God, catch those your children, O God, who are out there, Lord,
yes.
to their word and bring them back home, Father. May they be fruitful unto you, O God.
Please,
and when
Lord.
They come back, Lord, they shall give you glory, Father. We pray even, Lord God, for us here, Father, every sister, every brother, Lord, we commit all their worries, their, Lord God, their, Lord, their troubles into your hands, Lord.
Mm.
Their sisters here, Father, Lord God, who are looking for children, friend of God. Yes, somebody Lord. Are looking for husband's love. Others are looking for financial breakthroughs, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For material breakthroughs, Father. People are sick, Lord God. We bring them all before you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In those days when the people came before you with their worries and their troubles and their sorrows, they went back home freedom, oh God.
Yes.
Tonight we pray, Lord, that you shall roll away every burden.
Please,
Lord, you know every heart desire. Lord, meet them at the point of their needs, Lord. Mm. Every request here, Lord, we lift it before you, Father. You are the same God who answers prayer. You have never changed, oh God. Tonight, yes, we're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, touch everyone we pray. Meet everybody at the point of their needs, Lord. Mm. Every worry, Lord God, every trouble, Father, your word says we should come before you, Lord God, with our troubles and shall roll them away.
Yes,
tonight, roll away our burdens and our sorrows, Father. Gladden every heart tonight, Lord. Put a smile upon every face. Wipe
Please,
away
Lord.
Every tear, we pray, Lord.
Yes,
comfort Lord. Our heart with our word, O God, mm. and strengthen us, we pray, Father. And when you tarry, Lord God, and the next meeting Sunday is ours, Father, we pray that you shall keep us safe. Please. And Lord God, direct our footsteps back home again. Lord, we shall be careful to give you the glory. We bless your name, Lord, as we are living here, Father. Grant us a safe transportation message back home. Step ahead of us and all traps of the devil against us on their way. Let that great angel of the living God go before us.
Please.
Remove every plan of accident. Remove every plan of breakdowns and sorrows, Lord. Remove every power of the enemy that is waiting against us
yes,
on the road
Lord.
Of God. And Lord God, take care of us and the children, Father, Lord God. And when we do tarry for Father, and Sunday is ours, gather our feet here and we shall give you praise and glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we pray for our pastor, wherever he is right now, Lord God, let your grace be with him and the family. Bless him, Lord God. We commit our brother Robert into your hands and the newborn baby, Lord, and the wife and the family. Bless them all. Our brother Vlad is not here, brother George, if all travel, let your grace be with them all, Father. Until you bring them together again, we shall give you glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I sing the chorus and we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior King, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all, the great creator. He became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelt in him. Hot condensation, bringing us redemption. That in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight. God gracious, tender, lay aside his splendor, stooping to woe, to win, to see. My soul.